Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Clallam counties. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, career counselor and committed community volunteer. Our show is inspired by the words and spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King. Everybody can be great because everybody can serve. We bring you information about the people who volunteer, serve on boards, donate, and sometimes just show up to help build what King called a beloved community. And indeed, this region reflects a beloved community in the number of folks engaged in community serving, one of it which is the Rotary Club of East Jefferson County. I have with us today Pete Leenhouts, and he is the past president of the Rotary Club of East Jefferson County. Welcome, Pete.
Thank you.
But more importantly, what is your role with the Rotary today?
I'm the public affairs officer for the club, and I also manage the foundation committee, which is one of the fundraising committees for Rotary International more broadly.
More broadly. And, you know, it's interesting. I don't know a lot about the Rotary. So let's take the high view on this a little bit. So we have a couple of Rotary clubs in the Port Townsend area, and you are, what location are you?
We're headquartered in Port Hadlock, Washington. We meet at the old alcohol plant just south of town.
And there's a couple other in the area?
Yes, there's two up in Port Townsend, the Port Townsend Sunrise Club, which meets at 7 o'clock in the morning, and the Port Townsend Noon Club, which meets at noon.
Can you give us a little background on the history of the Rotary Club, how it got started, or what its focus was?
It was started in 1905 by a Chicago lawyer by the name of Paul P. Harris. And he did a lot of traveling back in those days, and he did not know anybody when he went to a new city. So he thought it would be a good thing if he could get an organization together of people who are like-minded. And Harris was very forward-thinking in 1905, and he was very community-oriented, and he wanted an organization that could be both friendly to people of the same mindset and focused on service. Mm. And so he started the Rotary Club of Chicago, which was the first Rotary Club.
And you said like-minded. So he was a traveling businessman, and mm-hmm. and one of the misconceptions that I think I've had for a long time is like the Rotary was only about business people or
right.
a networking group. It's a lot more than a business networking group, isn't it?
It's expanded considerably.
Yeah.
When it was first started, they wanted to have one member of each profession in each club. So one lawyer, one doctor, one dentist, one guy that sold wagons, all that kind of stuff. Very quickly, they outgrew that idea. And the next year after they were founded, one of the members, the founding member, stood up and said, hey, instead of being a fraternal organization, because at that time it was all men, we ought to be focused on giving back to our community. We ought to be a service organization. And within 3 or 4 years, they'd gone from a fraternal, male-oriented, let's have lunch kind of an organization to an organization focused on service. Women weren't permitted to join Rotary until the mid-80s.
Oh, my gosh. That's a long time.
It's a long time.
That was overdue.
Yeah. We're way past that point now.
Yes, you are. But I do note that on your website, service above self is like a overarching tagline or mission statement, if you will.
Yeah.
And you really do initiate a lot of goodwill and international exchange, cultural mm-hmm. exchange, business exchange. So the misconception about being a business owner or being employed is outdated, if you will.
Very outdated, yeah.
Walk us through a typical meeting. Like if someone has not walked through your door and they're like, oh, it sounds interesting, but I don't know if I can walk through the door. Do I have to be invited?
No, you can walk in.
Okay.
So on our Facebook and on our webpages, I write, you know, you just walk into our club, you'll be greeted by the greeter who shakes your hand and gets your name so that you can be introduced to everybody else who's there. We usually start with a moment of inspiration. So it could be the Martin Luther King quote that you started with. And then we have a few minutes for announcements, local club kinds of things coming up in the next month or so. Then we, in our club, we have a tradition longstanding since we started 1984 called Happy Bucks. Or instead of fining people for their name appearing in the paper, as older clubs used to do, we basically allow or permit, encourage members to say something that causes them pleasure or happiness over the past week. You know, my daughter graduated from high school, my son has got his law degree, da-da-da-da, you know, that kind of thing. Then after a couple more announcements, usually donations to the food bank, it's in there somewhere. Then we have a program where a speaker from our community, from outside our community, comes and talk to us. For example, on the 13th of February, we're going to have the state treasurer, Dwayne Davidson, come and speak to us. And then after that, there's a question and answer period where we get to stand up and ask questions of our speaker. And then there's a few announcements, and we do a little thing called a scam in our club where we throw money in the pot and then pull a card to see who wins the pot. And usually that gets donated back to the club. And that's it. We do it in an hour.
Oh, you make giving fun. You make giving money sound fun.
Yes.
I love it. So that's a small way of building funding for some of your work. What are some of the larger ways that you fundraise and the outcomes? We could talk about the outcomes first if you want.
Well, we fundraise. Each club is a little different. So the members have, you don't have to join any particular club. You can join a Rotary Club in person. Which has physical meetings once a week. You can join a club that has two meetings a month, one meeting at a local watering establishment, for example, and then they go off and do a service project. You can join a club that only meets online called an e-club.
Oh, that's cool.
So there's lots of different ways to participate in Rotary as a member. And every club fundraises differently. In our club, we have a rose sale in the spring, which we're getting ready to start. We do a bicycle ride in August. We manage the parade for Port Hadlock, which is always fun. And
there's flags in a yard or something that you
Yes, we have what's called a flags program where people in our community on the east side here of Jefferson County subscribe to one flag or more, $50 for a flag.
And so you'll post it for me and take it back?
Yeah.
I like that.
We do that 5 times a year.
And so these are wonderful fundraisers throughout the year. But what are you fundraising for? Who do you serve in that
effort? Well, the local fundraisers that I just cited, Rose Sale, Cycle Marrowstone, and Flags, are all focused on local activities. And so we fund scholarships using those. We fund community projects such as the pavilion we just completed at Chimicum High School. We built a pavilion at the park here, the county park in Chimicum. We built part of the elementary school playground a few years ago. We've done all kinds of different things like that over the years. Individually, we also have a very large foundation called the Rotary Foundation, which individual members fund. And that's part of my job as the foundation committee guys. I get to work with individual members to fund that. And so that's a totally voluntary funding kind of thing. If you want to fund or want to help fund, and of course I encourage everybody in the club to do that, we fund our foundation so that we can go to our foundation and get money to fund our local projects as well as our global projects.
And so on these kind of infrastructure ones that you mentioned, do you have a request for proposal season? Or how does the school district approach you, or how does someone approach you with a need?
Well, they can come in and speak to us.
I see.
And they can talk to our funding committee or members such as myself and a couple of other people from the club. Realized that we hadn't done a project locally for a while, and we'd been talking to Finn River. When we talked to Finn River's owners, they said, well, one of the things we think the school might need is a pavilion to support their horticulture program, which is right behind the school. And so we went to the school, our club president did, Paul Weinkoop, and he said, we're looking for a project. We'd like to do a project locally. And we've heard from Finn River that you need a pavilion. And the teachers were like, fantastic. Yes, we'd like to have a pavilion so we don't have to teach in the weather.
So there's not necessarily a competition, it's bi-directional.
No.
I guess a listener would be best served if they went to your website and reached out to someone.
Sure.
Who takes those requests for, the purpose of your funding?
You can go to the website, or you can send an email to info@ejcrotary.club.
Well, if you're just joining us, this is Missy Nielsen on Everybody Can, and I'm speaking with the wonderful representative from the East Jefferson Rotary Club, Pete Leenhouts. And we're talking about the fundraising they do in this community. The Rotary Club isn't necessarily a club that's reserved for those that have employment per se. So let's talk about the global impacts of Rotary. That's really fascinating how broad your impact is. I know it's an international organization, but you as East Jefferson County bundles with all the other national Rotaries. For global impact, what do you do and how does it get together?
It's really an interesting process. And just a quick comment, it's a good thing it's not only for active business owners, because I'm retired Navy. And so I don't own a business, and I've been a Rotarian for 10 years. And this particular club, when I walked in, I knew right away that I wanted to join these folks. Very friendly, relatively informal, no secret handshakes or anything like that. This is a club that's focused on doing things.
You know, that's an important piece because when people consider giving of their time to an organization, that culture of volunteering, you know, does it have an association with a faith-based organization? Does it have any political leanings? You know, so this Rotary's basically, it's a focus of goodwill and serving, but it doesn't have any kind of overlay with another organization.
No, we are not faith-based, and we are not political, emphatically not political.
Yeah, but it sounds playful. I mean, I love the Give a Buck story and the fundraiser there. But back on track, let's talk about that global.
Globally, we fund the Rotary Foundation with voluntary donations. The Rotary Foundation serves as basically our bank and our focus. So the Rotary Foundation focuses on a variety of things, one of which is polio eradication. One of which is women and children, another is water and sanitation, local economies is one. And so what we do is we seek projects that will be sustainable over the long term and will enable people to lift themselves up. Mm. And so the way we look for a project is we can go to a project fair within Rotary where people who need funding come and tell us about their funding, and the Rotarians act basically as rainmakers, if you will.
Yep.
And or individual clubs can work with clubs overseas. And in our case, we have worked with the 7 clubs on the Olympic Peninsula in Port Angeles, Squim, Port Townsend, and ourselves to develop a project with a Rotary Club in Togo in Africa to build sanitary composting toilets for those communities so that the women and children in those communities can go out at night and go to the bathroom without fear of sexual assault or without the disease that comes with going out in the open.
Is someone in Togo, is there a Rotary Club in Togo that checks in on compliance or outcomes?
Yes.
Do you have a video or interaction with a community member who benefits from it? How does the Rotary Club learn more about the impact?
It's been a really interesting process because we're right about 30 or 40% into actually making this global grant happen. The grant is going to be for about $55,000 when you get the 7 clubs together and the funding provided by the Rotary Foundation. It was actually started by an individual member in the Port Angeles Rotary called Doc Reese. And Doc has been working independently of his Rotary Club and then with his Rotary Club to make this happen. He knows people in Togo in this village, and he said, I can work with these people and make these toilets. And we've been looking for a global project where we can count on the people there to support us, and this seemed like a natural for us. And so this is the kind of global project that we're currently involved in. The previous project, which we completed in 2018, was to work with Texas Water Missions in Texas to dig 26 wells for 26 villages in Honduras and help them construct the water system and the water administration so that they can have clean water instead of dirty water from shallow wells.
You guys are movers and shakers. That's
amazing. A lot of work goes into that, yeah.
Amazing. So you've global outreach, local outreach. You've got some education in terms of scholarships and exchange students, too. Mm-hmm. But did I also read there's also a youth version of us? You can raise up young adults into this kind of model of service before self. I think it's called Interact.
Interact, right.
Yeah.
Interact is for high school kids 12 through 18 years old.
Is that at each high school, or how's that?
Well, each Rotary Club has the option of sponsoring an Interact Club. In our case, we sponsor the Interact Club at Chimicum High School. One of the Port Townsend clubs sponsors the Interact Club in Port Townsend High School.
I see.
And so it's a voluntary organization. It's actually independent of the Rotary Club. So it's not our Interact Club. It's their club. They manage their own club. The Rotarians, the adults, provide the supervision and the guidance, basically. Mm-hmm. But the kids get to decide what they're going to do. In our case, they fund Shelterbox, which is a UK-based charity which provides boxes and tents to disaster areas worldwide. So anytime you see a green tent, that's a shelter box tent. They've done hundreds of thousands of tents.
I love it. And what an impactful way to kind of just come alongside, let them own it, but also give them the infrastructure without, you know, mucking around trying to figure out how we get this done.
Right.
That is fantastic. So you have how many members at the East Jefferson?
60. There's 60 adults in the club.
you do so much with just 60. And then, and for the Interact students, you...
it varies. I would say on average, it's probably about 15, probably something like that. If you get started early enough in the year, you have an opportunity to capture more kids into that group. If you wait a little bit, what happens is the kids are so wrapped up in other things that they get themselves fully scheduled and can't really devote a lot of time to Interact.
It sounds like one could actually be so deeply involved. Are there opportunities to be project-based? What would an average Rotarian know as a basic commitment to be a member and to be participating with a sense of, you know, a wonderful outcome for them? How many hours would you estimate a month is a fair commitment for a Rotarian?
I would say probably 6 or 7 hours a month for the average Rotarian.
Right.
And that includes an hour to an hour and a half of lunch and meeting four times a month if you go, and not all members attend all meetings. There are no meeting requirements anymore. So the idea that we would have to keep track of members who only show up 50% of the time, we don't do that anymore.
Okay. That's so, that's a big understanding that I thought I'd read somewhere along the line. That's good to
back.
Know.
Way yeah, back. Way back. We have a member in Colorado, for example, who is a long-term member of our club locally here and didn't want to leave the club. And so when he moved to Colorado, he just renewed his membership, and we keep him in the loop and talk to him and, you know, all that kind of thing. Then so, you would participate in usually in a committee activity of something that interests you.
Okay, so let's say I'm ready to jump in and join the Rotarian.
Great.
We have one. How do we do this?
You can talk to any Rotarian up in Port Townsend, Sequim, Port Angeles. You can call us on the phone. We have a phone number. You can send it. It's probably easiest to send us an email
at info?
info@ejcrotary.club.
Is there a volunteer form on your website at all to fill out?
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Super. So
ejcrotary.club.
One more time?
ejcrotary.club.
Okay.
Is the website.
Well, you make it really easy to join. And what does it cost? Is there a membership fee or initiation?
No, there's
annual?
No initiation fee. The membership fee is, I believe, I'm caught short here. I should
That's
know
okay.
that. I think it's $120 a year, $250
well, a year. Let's just say we can check the website for an accurate answer on that.
We can do that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, Pete, I am so glad you joined us today. This has been really enlightening. I had a whole bunch of ideas about the Rotary Club that clearly don't exist, and I really like the range of impacts that you have, the different demographics, the size and scope, and the opportunity to bundle up for a bigger effort, or just have that really intimate, you know, impact of providing a pavilion for the local high school.
Right. Well, thank you.
Well, let's touch base again. I'd love to have you in. And Pete from the Rotary Club, I'm so glad you could make it here today.
Thanks very much.
Everybody Can is a production of KPTZ 91.9. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen. Our production coordinator and sound engineer is Jared Dufresne. I would like to thank our programming manager, Larry Stein, and all of the incredible volunteers that work hard to bring eclectic music, local news, and conversations to us here on the North Olympic Peninsula. You can also join us on the web at kptz.org. Now go out, get involved, and make it a great day.